Next up, let's go to Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're next up. You got the microphone. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Chris.
I recovered a truck. I flew from Minneapolis to Atlanta to get this truck. I was paid a flat rate, at, you know, to recover the truck. Was I required to log anything for the flight since I was paid?
It would depend on how you handled it on the other end. Your travel time, if you're given the 10-hour break before you start out, then that entire travel time can be considered off-duty.
Okay.
But if they required you to go to work right away as soon as you got there, then that would all be on duty, not driving.
No, actually, there was quite a bit of time span in there, so I did log it all off-duty. It was over a period of about 2 days to actually find the truck and take physical possession of it.
It's going to depend on what you're doing. Now, if you were doing working on behalf of the motor carrier, you know, those activities, that would be on duty time.
Mm-hmm.
Any time where you can pursue your own interests, that would be off-duty time.
Well, basically,
you know, travel, like your flight time and traveling,
mm-hmm.
It'd be like if they're going to run you, just have you ride in the jump seat in a rig, run you from one terminal to another.
Mm-hmm.
The regulations address that can be off-duty time if they give you a full 10-hour break on your arrival before you go back to work.
Okay.
If you don't get a 10-hour break, then you got to consider that as on-duty time, as work time.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Chris.